Hey, Divination, today's episode we're tasting some springtime brews with my special guest, Professor Hops. We're also going to read from the Beer Book for Dummies on how to learn to appreciate beer. Do we really need to know how to do that? Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned!
Warning, what you're about to watch is purely for my own mental well-being. But let's face it, it's some pretty funny stuff. You're about to witness a crazy diva hitting a midlife crisis, and it's all on camera with a little help from her friends. Viewer discretion is not advised.
Beer divas, beer divas, beer divas.
Welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the dull American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and with me is my special guest, in-house, Professor Hops.
Hi.
What is shaking? Professor Hops came earlier tonight.
Yes.
And we just bottled her raspberry wheat.
Yes. We're going to have the best birthday
I'll tell
ever
you what.
This year.
So last week I bottled my Belgian wit.
Yes.
And of course it doesn't have, you know, it
no carbonation. Ferments,
no carbonation. So it's flat. But the flavors of these beers,
they're gonna be delicious.
Delicious!
We did it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be great. So as long as those carbonation drops work.
Well, it was gonna, we would drink it flat.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Just okay, think, maybe I shouldn't share that we're willing to do that. But it tasted that good.
But it tasted.
Yes.
They are gonna be really good beers.
Yes.
So
yes.
In a couple of weeks, we gotta let that sit. And then we're gonna have a special birthday episode, and we're gonna crank those babies up, and we're gonna partake in some tasty homemade brews.
Yes.
Okay. What we're doing today is we're gonna start with my favorite part of the show, beer reviews. It's beer review time. All right, we've got two to review today, and each one of us brought one of our brews
stash.
That we had, one of our stash, right?
Yes.
And the first one we're gonna try mine because I just wrote mine down first and got all the information. And what it is Apollinaer Hefeweizen. So this is actually made in Munich, and it's one of six breweries that are in the Munich city limits, and they're only those six allowed at the Oktoberfest festival in Munich in September through October.
That would be the place to go. That would be the trip to take.
So the ABV on this is 5.5%. And Professor Hops, I've been there. I've drank Apollinaer fresh from the kegs. And a lot of those kegs are actual wooden barrel kegs where they tap the keg.
Oh.
And when they say tap the keg, they have a hammer.
They
put a hole in the keg, all of this stuff comes out, and it's called beer, and they have all of these liter mass glasses, and they just and let gravity take its place. And once the beer is flowing, you got to make sure you got glasses ready to go.
Yes.
There's no pump. There's no, you know, there's nothing. It's tap and fill.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to crank this guy up. So I'm going to, of course, use my wonderful Beer Diva opener that you got me.
Yay.
And I truly love a good wheat beer.
Yes. You know I do.
Yeah, always. And me too.
Always.
And Apollinaer, they just know what they're doing.
Yes.
There's another a reason
good one.
Why
yes.
you know, they've been doing it for a long time. Let me see what it says on the bottle. Quality and heritage brewed with uncompromising standards that strictly adhere to the Rheingeistgebot. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Using only four ingredients, water, hops, yeast, and malt for nearly 400 years. So the purity laws in Germany, the Rheingeistgebot, I don't know how to say it right, four ingredients. So this stuff, usually you don't get any hangovers from it, no headaches, no nothing. It's pure.
That's my type of beer.
So when you look at it, it's pretty clear.
It is.
And for a Hefeweizen, that's not necessarily, usually they're hazy.
Yes.
Right?
And there's no haze.
Kind of pale.
Yeah.
Maybe caramely. Like a pale caramel.
Yes. Pale caramel.
Like a light caramel.
Well, we know. Yes.
Know. Straw, like dark straw, light caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smell.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I mean, you get the weedy.
Yeah. And
you get that like banana-y, clovey kind of thing. That's a Hefeweizen. It's like pure Hefeweizen.
It's almost a warm smell to me.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Taste it up.
Well, here we go.
Mm. Gosh, it's just like a warm blanket that Granny made for you. Yeah. You know? You said,
Do you want me to crochet you or knit you a blanket?
Oh, I would love that. I would love
that. And with the Beer Diva.
And drink a nice Hefeweizen.
Yes.
Oh, I just love this beer. So you get that Hefeweizen malt flavor. I don't know how else to describe it. Because it's not necessarily the banana clovey that sometimes you get with a Hefeweizen.
No,
this is a German Hefeweizen.
Yes.
And they have that certain maltiness to it. Not necessarily the banana clove, which is usually a Hefeweizen characteristic. But this is a malty. A little bit of aftertaste of the same stuff. It kind of lingers.
Not in a bad way in my mind.
No.
I'm enjoying it, that it's, I know exactly what I'm still drinking.
Very carbonated.
Yes.
Like very carbonated.
Yes. It's perfect.
Like a soda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Delicious, but light.
Yes.
You can drink this anytime. You know, the depth of the flavor, because it's a little stronger tasting of a beer, even though it's only 5.5%.
Right.
But it does have a stronger flavor. You would think that it would only be maybe around Oktoberfest time, you know, more in the fall kind of thing.
Yes.
But I'm telling you,
I'd still drink it all summer.
You can drink it all summer, especially when it's cold. And this thing has been sitting in my fridge for a while.
Yes.
And oh my God, it's delish.
Yes. Mm. I like this one a lot.
Mm. All right, Professor Hops.
All right.
Your rating of the Polliner Hefeweizen is?
My rating is 9.3.
Woo!
Yes,
nice.
I really, really like this.
God, I do too.
Yes, because it is a classic German.
This is a classic German beer that it's pure. Mm-hmm. They don't mess around with the recipe.
It's been straightforward.
There for hundreds of years, mm-hmm. and they don't mess around with
it. Right.
They just get to the point and say, this is my beer. And to me, you know, we featured the Weihenstephaner Hefeweizen when I did a Grillapalooza show. And you guys can check that out in the Beer Divas archive. They're one of the oldest breweries still brewing, 1040 AD, right? Their Hefeweizen is very orangey.
Ooh.
Even though they still do the purity law.
Yes.
But it's just whatever malt, you know, whatever wheat they're using in combination with that certain type of yeast or hops or whatever it is, tastes completely different.
Yes.
Now, I am a Oktoberfest Marzen type, Feist beer type person. Like, September's one of my favorite times of year where, I mean, I just go crazy on all of the Oktoberfest beers.
Yes.
This reminds me of that flavor.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I just love it.
It is.
It's like one of my go-tos. If there's a Polliner anywhere on that menu,
bing,
bing, bing, I'm getting
yes.
it. Yes. I'm getting it. Smacking yes. you in the face, I want it. So my rating for the Polliner Hefeweizen is 9.2. Now, yes. I did this. Before you even got here, I rated it.
And you know I can't see that far.
I know, but I already rated it. So see, you and I are in.
We're usually very much in sync.
We are friends. Yeah.
For a reason.
For a reason.
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. God. And that is just, it's classic Bavarian beer.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the reasons why I actually want to retire part-time there is that beer.
Right. Oh, we'll have to start talking about all of these weird retirement plans where people are going to be in this country, people are going to be in this country, and then people are going to just be rotating.
And as long as there's good beer like that,
we will be happy.
We are going to be happy, and we're going to do it.
Yes.
So, Polliner Hefeweizen, you guys got to try it out.
You do need to retire where there's good beer.
Let me make sure I got it all.
Mm. Oh, we'll I missed a drop too.
Yeah, we'll be finishing that,
yes, for sure.
Okay, the second beer we're gonna try tonight is from Mighty Duck Brewing, and it's here in Akron. I didn't even know about it until I looked it up.
And I didn't truly buy that. I ordered and had groceries delivered. What I ordered wasn't there. So the girl was so sweet. Remember, that was a couple of months ago. And she goes, well, I'm just picking out ones my mom and dad like.
Mighty Duck.
She can be an honorary daughter.
PLX IPA. The ABV on this is 6.2%. Now, IPA.
Yes.
It's going to be a little hoppy.
Yes.
Which is not necessarily our gig.
No. And this girl loaded us up with, we still have two more IPAs to try.
Well, guess what? We're going to try them. So you know what? I'm going to give you the ceremonial Beer Divas thing. And we got to put the cap in the diva mug.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Plop, plop, fizz, plop, fizz.
Oh, what? No, we're dating ourselves again. But we're proud of it.
Ooh.
Oh.
That is hazy.
Oh, it is hazy.
Don't pour me that much.
Well,
I can smell the hops from here.
Come on. If I have to, you have to.
Okay. Twist my arm.
Okay. You may have not. tad bit left.
So, you know, right away, I mean, hazy
definite haze. Yes.
Like this, I would think would be the Hefeweizen.
Yes.
And this, I would think would be something different.
Right.
Because of the typical haze.
I know.
And very frothy.
It is. And the last time we had a beer this hazy, we poured it out.
Well, that's true, too. It was the Deschutes, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was.
I know. Okay. All right. Woo! I smell that hops.
Okay.
It is, like, happy. So, but hops can be deceiving.
Right.
It's sometimes
and we've learned that.
They sometimes do that citrusy hops just for aroma, and then it's a pleasant taste.
And it is. It does have a good, the citrusy part of it mm-hmm. is a good scent to me.
Yeah.
It's a good citrus, but the hops are a little alarming.
Well, okay, usually my anti-hop head alarm goes off. Ring!
I know.
Ring! And says, uh-oh. We have a happy beer here.
Who wants to finish my beer? I don't like that.
That's right. And Lady Faye of IPA, that's her kind of gig. Right? I'm more of the lager kind of smoothie person. So, okay, let's give it a try,
man.
Okay,
we can do it.
I can't say anything bad until I try.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Okay, very dry.
Very dry.
You know what? Not sweet. I thought it would be a little sweeter because of that citrusy smell.
But it's not a true bitter taste. No, not too bad at all.
No, I like it. It is very crisp.
I do too.
Very dry. Think of a Pilsner where it's like cuts it off. Now, you do have a little linger of some kind
citrusy
taste, almost like a perfumey taste.
Yes.
Is that
because most women have accidentally sprayed just. Admit it.
perfume or hairspray.
Something in the mouth.
I mean, you know, my dude takes a lot of spray. Oh, you know, yes. And then it's like all over your mouth.
Yes.
I like that.
I do too. This is one that we'll finish this.
We're going to finish that.
We will.
So we're going to start with Professor Hotz, your rating for the Mighty Ducks PLX IPA is?
8.6.
8.6.
Which is very high.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
For me and with that much hops.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So my rating for the Mighty Duck PLX IPA is 8.1. You know, it's just, I gave them an 8 because they did it very well.
Right.
It's just not my gig.
No, it's not my jam.
It's not my jam.
But the thing, and I, as you watch our videos, you'll be able to interpret what you might like based on our ratings.
That's
if
right.
You like the hop.
Next up, Professor Hops is going to read from the Beer Book for Dummies about two ways to grow your appreciation for beer. Stay tuned.
All right, is everybody in their seats in my lecture hall?
Woo! I am ready, Professor.
And remember, you always can drink during my lectures or my quizzes.
Love it. Don't you wish that would happen in
I actually
college?
Had a professor that Did used you? To buy me beer.
And wow.
Yeah.
God.
There was a few of us. He would sit with us a lot. Yeah. Awesome dude. No, I didn't take it to his class.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yes.
I wish you could just take it to the class.
He probably wouldn't have cared or would have been like, well, hello, mine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, did you bring that for me?
Yeah. All right.
So two ways to grow your appreciation for beer.
First, drink beer with a purpose. You won't find a better way to appreciate beer than to drink it. No earth-shattering revelation here. But when you begin evaluating beer as you drink it, rather than just chugging it down with little to no thought, you start to hone in on the complexities of the product, and you develop a keen palate and appreciation of the beers you drink. Even when you drink beers you don't particularly enjoy,
right?
You get more in tune with whatever it is about the beer that doesn't turn you on.
Mm-hmm.
All of these factors make you a better consumer. You can start with the evaluation guidelines that are also provided in this book if you're interested. Okay. For those of you who want to drink and evaluate beer on a more serious level, I strongly recommend making a point of trying beer brands and beer styles that you haven't experienced before. You may not be a fan of every single brand and style. Few people are.
Right.
We would be
if it
was common. But you'll gain a much greater insight as impressions of the beers you try to. Okay, I should have had my readers on.
Where are we?
I can't read it now.
Try to paper. So you're writing down.
Oh.
What do you like?
But I lost it because I went to your list.
Oh, okay. List of
Professor
beer.
Hops forgot her readers. Okay. Writing down your thoughts and observations will serve you well as you Writing down your thoughts and observations will serve you well as your list of beer evaluation grows into dozens and hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
I still occasionally review beer tasting notes I scribbled almost 25 years ago.
Wow.
Some are slightly illegible, but helpful nonetheless. Who knows, someday you may want to start publicly sharing your observations with others.
The Beer Divas.
The Beer Divas.
So that's the first thing. Start trying different types of beer and writing down, like taking little notes like, hey, I like this, I don't like this, you know, an Irish ale, you know, I'm a hophead, I love that kind of thing. See what kind of beer right. you like, but until you try it, you don't know.
You don't.
And sometimes an IPA could be something that maybe you don't think you would like automatically, but you don't know, is it an IPA just because they use a little bit more hops in there, but it's not as bitter like this one?
Right.
Like, you don't know until you try it, because exactly. everybody does it differently. That's what makes it so fun.
It is, and keep trying. Even if you didn't like a beer 10 years ago, our tastes right. change as we age.
I don't think I would ever drink any of this back in college.
I didn't like
much beer. Like, we were Natty
beer.
Light.
Oh, Natty, yes.
Beast, which was Milwaukee's best.
Yes.
And think
if
of
we
the
had
crap
a little extra money,
is.
Foster's
yeah.
would come
oh,
up.
Geez, yeah. yeah.
But it just, but no, Natty Light.
Yeah, a
dollar for a big one.
All right. So the second way is.
Collect beer related stuff.
Like that.
Yes.
Or like a diva thing with the beer. That's right. Or you could get a bell. Lady Faye got this for me for Christmas. It says, ring for a beer.
Beautiful. For some beer geeks, savoring a brew just isn't enough. They need something to hold on to, something to keep, preferably something cheap or free. These beer nuts are called Brewericana collectors. Anything and everything that's either used at a brewery or bar, or bears the name of a brewery or a brand name, is of value to these enthusiasts. Coasters, openers, labels, signs, anything goes. Or more correctly, anything stays. Not every collector is a complete maniac, though. Casual collecting is just as much fun as compulsive collecting. The range of collectible items, both antique and new, is astounding. Serious collectors get into more obscure promotional items, such as foam skimmers, ashtray,
ooh.
Brewing company letterhead. I still owe you letterhead. Yes, I am making Beer Diva letterhead.
You better believe it.
And shelf talkers, small signs placed on store shelves to call customers' attention to a product. These types of folks spend a lot of time and money tracking down those prized items that'll make their collections complete, although they'll never be completely satisfied. For them, Brewericana collecting is somewhere between a hobby and a lifestyle, maybe a mania. What drives this urge? Nostalgia. Lots of regional breweries are gone, but their names evoke places and times of the recent past and the sheer fun of collecting. Collecting is also a great link to other beer enthusiasts. Like drinking beer, collecting beer-related things acts as a great social lubricant. Collectors love to meet, organize, and swap. And the craft brewing movement we're experiencing today is providing lots of collectible stuff for tomorrow. Stake your claims now. Collectors of Brewericana have no shortage of clubs to associate with. Here's a sampling. American Brewericana Association.
We might have to join some of
yes.
these. And get to know more beer divas.
Yes. Brewery Collectibles Club of America. National Association Brewericana Advertising. See, that is a completely new word for me.
I've never even heard
I
of
never
that.
Did, and I looked in at brewery, and then, you know, the eyes, but...
Yeah, that is so cool.
Brewericana.
I think the Beer Divas need to join a couple of these clubs.
How about all three that are listed?
I'm telling
well, we
you.
We can do some,
hold on,
some searching.
Let me,
oh, wait. And I... Well, this
yep,
is still
there you
in
go.
There.
So that is our reading from Beer for Dummies by Marty Nachtel and Steve Ettlinger.
Would love to meet them already.
Man,
just
I might have to.
Just two little portions.
I might have to send an email to
I
them
think
and
you
say,
should.
Beer Divas!
Come on in.
Woo, woo. Beer! beer.
Yes.
All right, coming up, beer quiz.
Wow, that was...
It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time.
You never know with hot flashes.
Welcome back. Beer quiz time. Okay, yes. Question number one. How many 12-ounce bottles does one barrel of U.S. beer hold? We're talking in the...
The big barrel.
Yep, the big barrel. How many 12-ounce bottles? Is it A, 33? Is it B, 330? Or is it C, 3,300 beer bottles? How much does one barrel fill of bottles?
We already saw how I am with measurements.
What you got, Professor?
And I'm trying to pick B.
And the answer is... That is correct! 330 12-ounce bottles equals one barrel in the U.S. of beer. So there you go.
I like that.
That's stupid trivia that, you know,
it's
you may
fun.
Need someday. You may need someday at a trivia party or you're at a pub and that question comes up.
Exactly.
You never know, but you're going to learn it here at the Beer Diva Show,
yes.
Right? Okay, question number two. Which of the following is a top five American craft brewer?
Okay.
A, Samuel Adams. B, Sierra Nevada. C, New Belgium, which we just had on the show with Mrs. Stoutfire a couple weeks ago. Or is it D, all of the above?
D, all of the above is and, my heart.
And the answer is... It's D, all of the above. So Yuengling is actually the biggest craft brewer in the United States. And the other ones are close to it, which I thought Samuel Adams might be bigger.
I really would have thought
of. But it's Yuengling. And we kind of go to Pittsburgh or wherever it is. No, it's not in Pittsburgh.
I can't remember where it is.
I think it's on the other side by Philadelphia.
But then we could go to Philadelphia, too. And that's
an
awesome town.
We can go to Philly.
Yeah.
You better believe it. We'll get some history, too.
Yes!
For the Beer Diva.
Yes!
All right, question number three. What is the name of Germany's famous strong beer festival? Is it A, Oktoberfest? Is it B, Stark Beer Fest? Or is it C, Beerapalooza?
I have to go with A.
And the answer is, it's B, Stark Beer Fest.
Oh, right.
So,
I learned something.
Andy Candy and I were supposed to do that last year. So Stark Beer Fest is usually their big March, April, like ceremony where it's just as popular as Oktoberfest,
only
to the Germans. But it's a huge celebration of springtime, and usually their beers, they're called strong beers because most of the time, you're not necessarily talking about the lagers, you know, the Oktoberfest lagers that they usually have in the fall. That's more of a warmer beer, that kind of thing. Usually the Strong Beer Fest is 7.5% or higher. So you've got the ales, you've got the porters, little darker beers. But
for some reason, I think
they're probably using all of the winter stuff to get rid of it so that the springtime beers can then shout out.
Yes.
But we were supposed to go, and then COVID hit, and we were literally in D.C. waiting to get on the plane to Frankfurt, and then we were going to go to Munich afterwards, to Frankfurt, and they shut the borders down! Like, literally,
yes.
Right then, the doors opened and they said, flight number 4545 to Frankfurt is now boarding. And then President Trump says, we're closing it. Noich! No, we're not doing it. And I said, holy crap.
You almost so were I was only there. I know,
and they
for a while.
There was not everything was shut down. Like a couple days later.
Yeah.
And it might have taken us time to get back. So
I wonder how long.
Thank goodness. Yes. Our brains kicked in and said, you know what? Maybe we should just go back home. Yes. And that's what we did. And we've been miserable ever since.
Yes.
But luckily, the Beer Diva show has come about,
and our sanity has improved.
And we still can drink the fine beers that people make, including the Munich beers, which are always my favorite.
Oh, yes.
So guess what? That's it for the show today. Make sure you hit that bell notification and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. That helps the algorithm on YouTube to like actually know who we are. Yes. We got to get some more subscribers here. We're almost at 500. We need to get a couple more.
Yes.
That just gets us out into the universe. So make sure you go out today and enjoy a cold brew with one of your friends or family today. Thanks,
like
Professor Hops.
Thank you, Dr. Brewski.
And remember, don't worry.
Be happy.